Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. This month's celebrity is someone who I remember very well.
The look of love is in your eyes. A look your smile can't disguise. The look of love.
Big blonde hair scooped up in a beehive. Coal black eye makeup with a touch of Cleopatra. It must be the 60s. And it must be Dusty. Born in West Hampstead in London, Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, or Dusty, born to Irish immigrants, she learned to sing at home in a musical family, singing with her brother Dion and friend Tim Field as the Springfields. They toured as a folk pop trio and achieved 5 top 40 UK hits between 1961 and 1963. And leaving to perform solo, Dusty, at only 24, had a big hit with... Indeed, this part of the 60s is where Dusty lays down her legend. In only 5 years, she has hits with songs such as Stay a While, All I See Is You, and the two releases now considered her signature songs, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me and Son of a Preacher Man, where the latter features on the 1968 pop and soul album Dusty in Memphis, one of Springfield's defining works. And in March 2020, the US Library of Congress added it to the National Recording Registry, which preserves audio recordings considered to be culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Well, a fixture on British television, Springfield presented many episodes of the hip 1963 to 1966 British TV music series Ready, Steady, Go. And between 1966 and 69, she hosted her own series on the BBC and ITV. During this period, Springfield was also known for her love of Motown. She introduced the Motown sound to a wider UK audience, both with her covers of Motown songs and by facilitating the first UK TV appearance for The Temptations and The Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, The Miracles, and Stevie Wonder. Well, you can really hear that pounding, almost industrial bass in her records too.
Like a summer rose.
The late 60s was a mixed bag for Dusty. The smoky, sultry Bacharach David song, The Look of Love, recorded for the James Bond parody film Casino Royale, emerged as one of Springfield's 5 defining US 1960s hits and received an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. She was already in a relationship with songwriter and artist Norma Taniga, which was to last some 5 years. Well, this may tickle you. From the mid-1960s onward, Springfield, when recording backing vocals for other artists, including Madeline Bell, Kiki Dee, Anne Murray and Elton John, used the pseudonym Gladys Thong. Well, Springfield's next LP, Where Am I Going, in October 1967, was her first album of new material since 1965. It experimented with various styles, including a jazzy orchestrated version of Sunny and an acclaimed cover of Jacques Brel's Nomi Kitpa, If You Go Away. Although critically appreciated, the album peaked at 40 in the UK and it failed to chart in the US. So in need of a change, Dusty upped her sticks and followed her dream all the way to Memphis. Well, no stranger to America, where she had lived with Norma, Dusty now headed to her musical homeland.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was.
Influenced by US pop music, Dusty Springfield created a distinctive blue-eyed soul sound. BBC News noted her soulful voice, at once strident and vulnerable, set her apart from her contemporaries. She was equally at home singing Broadway standards, blues, country or even techno-pop, and described as the finest white soul singer of her era, a performer of remarkable emotional resonance whose body of work spans the decades. Though a camp icon of glamorous excess in her towering beehive hairdo and panda eye black mascara, the sultry intimacy and heartbreaking urgency of her voice transcended image and fashion. Well, in Memphis, the producers recognised that Springfield's natural soul voice should be placed at the forefront rather than competing with full-string arrangements. Well, at first, she felt anxious when compared with the soul greats such as Aretha Franklin, who had recorded in the same studios. The album, Dusty in Memphis, received excellent reviews, though, on its initial releases both in the UK and the US. Greil Marcus of Rolling Stone magazine wrote, "Most of the songs have a great deal of depth while presenting extremely direct and simple statements about love. Dusty sings around her material, creating music that's evocative rather than overwhelming. Dusty is not searching. She just shows up, and she and we are better for it.
I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go. Don't ever go."
Springfield was one of the best-selling UK singers of the 1960s. She was voted the top female singer by the readers of the New Musical Express in 1964 to 1966 and top female singer in 1965 to 1967 and in 1969. The 70s, however, were not going to be kind. By 1974, Springfield had put her solo musical career on hold to live as a recluse in the US and avoid scrutiny by UK tabloids. In the 1960s and early 1970s, gay or bisexual performers knew that being out would lead to prurient media attention, loss of record contracts, and the tabloids became obsessively interested in the contents of celebrity closets. In September 1970, Springfield told Ray Connolly of the Evening Standard, "Many other people say I'm bent, and I've heard it so many times that I've almost learned to accept it. I know I'm perfectly as capable of being swayed by a girl or as by a boy. More and more people feel that way, and I don't see why I shouldn't." Well, by the standards of 1970, that was a bold statement indeed. From 1972 to 1978, she had an off-and-on domestic relationship with Faye Harris, an American photojournalist. In 1981, she had a six-month relationship with singer-musician Carol Pope of the rock band Rough Trade. She met an American actress, Teda Brackey, at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in 1982, and they moved in together in April 1983, and 7 months later exchanged vows at a wedding ceremony, which was not recognised under California law. Well, the pair had a tempestuous relationship that led to an altercation with both hospitalised. Brackey had hit Springfield in the mouth with a saucepan and knocked out her teeth, necessitating plastic surgery. Well, the pair separated within 2 years. Until 1987 and her work with Pet Shop Boys, that she was to have a hit again. "What Have I Done to Deserve This?" Could be a question Dusty is asking of us all. The highs of chart success and the lows of lack of hits, closeted relationships, the dependence on drugs and alcohol. And interestingly, a film about other glamorous characters of the 60s, Christine Keeler and Mandy Rice Davis, and all big hair and black eye makeup, gave Dusty the song, again by Pet Shop Boys, "Nothing Has Been Proved." The 1989 film of the Profuma affair, Scandal, depicts a 60s London coming out of the austerity of the post-war period, with rationing and changing attitudes to society and class and people's rights. It seems like a fantasy to today's audiences where, well, imagine this, a government could be brought down by one lie, the covering up of a truth resulting in so much harm. And yet, as we pay homage to Dusty and wonder if she had ever been able to be herself, whether she would have had a more stable existence and a career that would have been full of continuity and not so many ups and downs. Well, the highs and lows can't half shake a gal. Well, Dusty died in 1999 after some years of ill health, and her ashes were scattered in Henley-on-Thames and at the cliffs of Moher in Ireland, the land of her parents. The cliffs take their name from an old promontory fort called Mother or Moher. They're watching out over the sea.
Oh, watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood and nowhere could always be good to one who wants
Thank you, Sam, for bringing back many memories.